Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sauville, Eric Bickle. That's the foursome. Coming up in an hour, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, will join us. Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals at 8:40. And we'll get into the Michigan State scandal with Chris Solari. He covers Michigan State hoops, football for the Detroit Free Press. We were talking about the Redskins, and of course the whole Kirk Cousins situation is going to be front and center. I believe our pal Vic from Akakeek wants to chime in.
Vic? Down low, Vic? Let's go to my man. Vic, what's up, man? Is he there?
Formerly down low, Vic.
That's true. Let me see. Vic, hey, buddy.
What's up, guys?
How are you, man?
Thanks for cleaning that up. You said former down low, but I know what you're saying, E.B. It's okay.
Yeah, right.
So this is my whole take on this. You know, we have good conversation about the acquisitions the Redskins could make, the decisions they could do to sustain the franchise, but this only works when your football team is actually smart. It's only works when your football team is actually good. The soundbite I just heard from Boomer Esiason, James Harrison said about the Patriots, everyone buys in no matter how big or small their role is. The Redskins don't do that. So whether they sign Kirk or they don't sign Kirk, whether they draft a guy that has a high projection in the 13th pick or don't, the Redskins still have Jay Gruden as their head coach. They still have Reg Manusky as their defensive coordinator. And that sample size has shown that we don't do those little things, whether how big or small, to be a good football team. This is why we get our hopes up with guys that we know are talented, with guys that we've seen go to other teams and go to the Pro Bowl the next year, become franchise players the next year, guys that we bash and we say they suck or they're not producing for us, and they leave and become really good players. The Redskins are not good. So, like, the acquisition, we do know Kirk is a good quarterback. I don't care what team Kirk plays for, Kirk will be a good quarterback. He's not an elite quarterback, but he's a very good quarterback. His sample size has shown that. But regardless if they sign him or not, the Redskins suck right now. It's just the bottom line. Bruce Allen is a terrible GM, and his visceral is standard operation visceral, if you will.
How many guys have left, though? Remind me, how many guys have left and have become stars elsewhere? I don't necessarily agree with that assessment.
I won't say it's been over 50%, but it's been in the range of 40, mid 40 and up.
Well, name some of them.
That's close Alexander. To
50%. Name some of them. Alfred Morris wasn't doing anything here. He went to Dallas and didn't do anything over there.
I got a couple. You got Lorenzo Alexander, Pro Bowler next year. Brian Arakpo, Pro Bowler next year. Brandon Lloyd, Pro Bowler next year. Antonio Pierce, franchise linebacker for the Giants for years. That's
you're going back
few.
Pretty far. You're going back
and
10
Brandon
years.
Brandon Lloyd, come on.
But Carlos Rogers. I don't got it. Well, I'm not. The time isn't the point. We've had the same Redskins for the past 10, 15 years, and even in the present day. What we're doing and how we're making acquisitions, how we're holding the team accountable, how the team is performing as a class like organization or the lack thereof is the same.
Now look, I'm not a huge supporter of the coach, I think he's mediocre. I never was a proponent of his extension, and I wonder how a guy who's missed the playoffs as frequently as he has as the head coach remains in charge. But that's just the situation. But I wouldn't overstate that players leave here and all of a sudden they're stars. I think part of the problem is they've had a lack of talent overall for these 20-plus years, and that has to go with talent acquisition, and they miss, and they tried to change it with Scott McLuhan, and he wasn't even great when he was doing it for 2 years. But to me, that's the larger issue.
Well, I'll say this, and then I know I don't want to be on the Vic clock, but I'll say this. We're all parents, right? You all have been parents way longer than me. So I can only say that my son's ability to clean his room with his vacuum and his broom and all the rest of that, even the instruments he has, he can't clean his room. If he's gotten every bit of effort, if I've gotten every bit of effort from him to clean his room with the instruments he already has. But if he doesn't get the most out of that vacuum, the most out of that broom, the most out of the disinfectant, the most out of picking up his shoes and socks off the floor, I'm not going to say, well, the other stuff I've gotten him is going to help him do it, or it's because of the stuff he has, he can't clean it up. The basic fundamentals of clean up behind yourself, make it be able to get out of it.
All right, we got it, Vic.
What's he saying? I'm not quite
I think Vic just believes, regardless of what they do with their personnel moves, the coach,
they're not
GM,
getting the maximum out of it.
It's impossible to get over the top.
The front office is broke, basically.
All right, well, he makes good points. He doesn't have to compare it to cleaning your room, but,
right.
I mean, we all kind of know that.
I've asked my kids to clean their rooms.
And there have been a couple
times.
Players who have left and gone to other teams, and they've become good. And there have been other players who have gone to other teams, and they've become, you know, poor players.
Never have they used a broom.
Non-impact players.
No. Never. Broom's so old school.
Dude, my kid.
Or a vacuum, for that matter. When I ask them to clean their room, that just means they put away their clothes.
That just means my son takes the clothes and throws it on the extra bed in the room. That's all cleaning up his room.
Silly. He's got a spare bed?
Yeah, you know, for friends or whatever. Look, I told you my theory on the Skins. It's so weird because, you know, they're not that good, but they weren't that far off last year. I mean, with 10 wins, I guess, last year would not have gotten them there.
Right.
They were 7-9. I think the stat, what was the stat? 92% of the time or something when you get to 10 wins, you get in.
Yeah.
Last year was one of those fluke years where I guess it wouldn't have played out, and I would have been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave away a couple games. They were pummeled with injuries. I don't know. They have needs everywhere, but I still feel like if they bring Kirk back, they can be competitive. I said this yesterday. If they don't, they start over.
They definitely will, yeah. If they bring him back, they definitely will be competitive.
I think they can be competitive for a playoff spot, even though they have a ton of needs. If they start over with Colt or some rookie, it's just a rebuilding.
Yeah, then it's a punt year.
It's a punt year.
Correct.
Let's go to Chris in Manassas. Chris, what's up?
Hey guys, I've been waiting to call you guys and share this little analogy with you, and I wanted to wait till all four of you were there.
All right,
listen to this. All right, follow this. Instead of you guys are each 24, 25 years old. Go back in time. You went to college to be in sports radio. You've spent 4 years at a major market, but the radio station is abysmal. Mm. It's 20 years of failure. It's a rotation of station managers, and it's inconsistent shows all around yours. The ratings are tanking, and the station does a weird thing like black out the signal in parts of the area to make the ratings look better.
Right.
The AD, your revenue
PD.
Is tanking.
Mm-hmm.
The GM is a moron, and your owner's a jerk at the station. Mm. Who would sign there? You guys would be out of there, and you would go somewhere where another station has some promise in the future. And on top of all that, imagine your GM, every time CK was out in public, he called the Johns Joan, he called Bish Jason, and he called EB Eric. You guys would be out of there. You'd never stay if there were other stations and other places that showed some promise on the horizon. That's Kirk's dilemma. He can't wait to get out of here. That's my call.
All right. I see your point. Yep. Very well made.
I don't think you're that far off. I think Kirk for the first time really wants to test free agency. He's never been able to do it before. He feels disrespected over the years by the ownership and the front office. And look, if they slap a tag on him, he'll come back and play for $35 million. But otherwise, he's probably not going to sign here.
Hmm.
No matter what sort of deal they put in front of him, that's been proven.
I guess that's true. I have always thought that money could cure all that stuff. But
he's going to get plenty of money elsewhere.
But we don't
in
know.
In a better situation
we just don't
than
know.
Here.
I've always felt like he wants to go to the best possible spot where he thinks he can be successful. And if it happens to be the Redskins, I think he would stay with the Redskins. But He wants to look at the receivers. He talked about this last summer.
All he has to do is look back at the recent history, the 20-plus years of mediocrity to poor records that the Redskins have trotted out, and realize, why would I sign here for another 5 years? Which is
just because
that could,
he's
it been, could be 70% of what's left of my NFL career. Why would you do that?
Just because he's been very successful here, and it's he knows he can play well here.
In the system, right?
And he has some roots.
Yeah,
here.
But do you think that Kirk, you know, lays in his bed at night thinking about his future and says, "This is the best spot for
me"? No, no way. I don't think he's thought once.
In terms of winning,
no.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that either.
No, I don't buy into this theory that, well, this is the best place for him. Why?
Unless it's
why is this the best place for him?
I mean, unless it's
because he's comfortable with
unless
Gruden?
It's a money grab. If it's a money grab, it's different.
Money but, for one, and also when you know, it's kind of like the known sometimes. You know what I mean? The devil you know is sometimes better than the devil
but
you don't.
He could go anywhere.
But he's showing a willingness to bet on himself, and he's willing to bet that he can perform at this level or higher in a different spot.
I agree with you. I think he's locked in. But just to take this radio analogy that the guy tried to make, let's say all of a sudden Houston, Texas gave us an offer that was more money. It'd be very difficult for us to leave based on our lives.
We're different. Here. He put us at 25 in his analogy.
Okay.
He
but even then, we still had family roots. Cakes,
yeah,
I think, already had a kid at 25.
Would have been a lot easier to do it
right,
at 25.
But he doesn't have, have family roots here.
Maybe not, but he's been in the community for a while. He has a comfort level.
Yeah, but
here.
NFL players don't look at it that
like
way.
Like I said, I generally disagree with that's what's going to happen.
I mean, look, it's not like his
I think he's going to
here.
Look at a situation if he has the ability to go to some
he's
place like Denver.
He's a mercenary like most athletes.
And he's going to say, well, if I go to Denver, I've got Demaryius Thomas, I've got Emmanuel Sanders, I've got John Elway in the front office. Teams won Super Bowl a couple years ago. Versus here where I got Josh Doctson. Didn't really work out this first year. I know it was Josh Doctson's second year, but the first year where he was really featured prominently.
Yeah.
And he's got a tight end who definitely is super talented who you can't rely on. You can't rely on Jordan Reed.
And it's also a team that's not historically, but the last 20 years has been a loser.
Yep.
Can't win. You also have to look at the divisions, too. I mean, tough division now with Philly and Dallas.
Certainly is.
You know, the Giants, who knows what happens with Eli. But you know, I think he has to kind of weigh all of those things. But I don't think that family roots or any of that stuff will keep him here. I think best professional situation.
Isn't his wife from like outside of Atlanta? They've built a home in Atlanta. He's from Michigan originally.
I think he'd be fine leaving.
I'm sure he likes playing here, but he doesn't have anything that's keeping him grounded.
He'd be fine to leave.
What would keep him here, in my opinion, would be A, money, and B, the known commodity that he can play very, very well and put up some pretty big numbers here. And he just knows that. Mm-hmm. Go somewhere else, you don't know. The coaching staff, for example, you think a coaching staff here is unsure. The coaching staff in Denver is very unsure.
True. You know? But that might be more clear next year. You know what I mean?
Well,
next year, if he plays one more year here, and it might be more clear next year.
Right, if he plays one more year here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so sick of this thing. Just go.
I know.
Just go already. Just get the F out of here. Who cares?
I agree with you. I'm sick of talking
about
it, too.
You'll care when Colt McCoy's under center next year.
No, I don't. I've already written it off. Next year, I've already written it off. There's no reason to be excited. If he's not here, there's no reason to be excited.
Right.
Maybe if they sign Baker Mayfield, we can have fun watching a rookie run around like the chicken with his head cut off. That might be fun. But, you know, next year would be a big joke. Just get out of here already. If you're just hell-bent on getting out of here, just go. Who wants you? Well, I honestly don't want it. If you just hate it here so much, go.
Well, he's got to wait.
Yeah.
He might, but he's got to wait till the Skins make their decision.
Yeah, just go, man. That's where I'm at with it. Well, why prolong, you know what I mean? If you're just going to leave in a year anyway, just get the F out. Who cares? You ain't that great. You're good. You give us a chance to win. Love to give it a shot with you every year. But if you're that miserable, like you guys described, get the F out.
Oh,
you know, you're not that great.
I think he will.
Then go.
That's just the way I think he would feel. I have no idea. He could be butt happy here.
Right.
I would be shocked, but that's just the way I would feel.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Remember, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
We'll be right back. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we got Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, joining us at 8 o'clock. Wizards 2-3 on the road recently. Have lost 6 of their last 10. Still, you look at their record, they're 5 games above 500. Now all of a sudden there's some trades happening in the NBA. Blake Griffin heads to Detroit. You know, a name that has been thrown around, and maybe the Clippers are just clearing the deck. Would you be interested in DeAndre Jordan, Cakes, if you're a Wizards fan?
DeAndre Jordan.
How could you not? Rim protector, you know, is going to get you a bunch of boards.
Yeah, I guess for the right price, I would be interested in him.
What's his contract situation?
Well, remember, he signed a huge deal like 2 years ago.
Like a max deal. Yeah. I mean, it would be tough to fit him in.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you do it. You basically have 4 guys on max deals if you bring him in, unless you're going to trade one of those players.
I think you'd have to trade away one of your max guys.
Probably trade Otto.
Yeah.
The problem is I'm wary of guys. Like, you just got to be able to shoot threes. I'm just wary of guys, like, just post players.
That's what it seems like. Now, he's a great pick-and-roll player, and Lob City with Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin back in the day, you could see John Wall doing that with DeAndre Jordan.
What has DeAndre Jordan won?
0.
Well, you could say that about a ton of players in the league.
I'm just saying.
You haven't played alongside
Gortat's
Steph.
A good pick and roll player.
If you haven't played alongside Steph or like LeBron,
or Tim
you
Duncan
haven't won much
a few
lately.
Years back.
Exactly. Anyway, we can
see he's averaging 12 and
talk
15.
To Scott Brooks about that.
Yeah, what, I mean, talk? He can't really talk about that.
No.
He can't speculate on whether or not he would want DeAndre Jordan.
About the trade market, if they're looking. And of course, he's going to say the right things.
Get his reaction to the Blake Griffin deal, too.
Yep. Let's open up the entertainment page, touch on the Hollywood music scene, find out what's going
on. Blake Griffin coming to the Eastern Conference.
All right. Looks like the Grammys are in the news. They, we talked about them yesterday, and none of us were really that excited about it. I did watch a lot of it because my daughters wanted to see some of the performances. They're big time into all the, all the hip hop artists that were featured, Kendrick Lamar, etc. But the ratings were low. They're saying all time low in the demo in 18-49.
Shocker.
19 million tuned in, and that was enough to be the most watched primetime show.
What was the high end of the demo?
In like 49? A year.
Yes.
We're still kind of creeping into that. We're still hanging on for a few more years. A
few more. But it was down 24% from last year's Grammys. And it's the worst that they've done with the ceremony in almost 10 years.
Wow.
So
bringing it back to New York wasn't a hit.
Who knows? I'll be honest with you. I didn't quite realize
it. I just don't recognize the names. That's for me anyway. Towards the higher end of that demo, the 38-49,
mm-hmm. It could be true.
I mean, how many of those people really recognize them?
It could be true. I know for me, I wasn't even really that aware that it was on until, I don't know, I was watching something, I was watching the golf, I think, and then they started promoting it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know until about 4 in the afternoon that the Grammys were on that night.
Yeah,
you know,
but
it wasn't
the
like something
for
that
award shows have been sliding for years. Yeah. It seems like for the last decade.
But 24% is a significant
decline.
That's
a big drop.
That's a significant decline.
By the way, 15% bump for the Pro Bowl this year.
Saw that.
And in fact, the Pro Bowl would rank as the number 7 most watched regular season college football game in 2017. So if you took the entire college football season, the Pro Bowl would land 7.
How many total viewers?
8.6 million viewers.
Proves again what
NFL.
Jason's been saying, that the majority of the country is stupid if you're going to sit there and watch that product.
Yeah, but think
you
about
say,
it.
I think it's, see, like that,
I think
it's
kid-driven. A lot of kids.
Like, okay. When we were kids, we liked watching it.
I guess I get that.
Think about it. The Grammys are getting clubbed. They did 20 million viewers.
Right.
That did 8 million, and they're jocking it.
Right.
I mean, it's all kind of silly. I mean,
Yeah, but women aren't going to watch the Pro Bowl. All women love the Grammys, I'm sure.
Okay.
So you
sure that, more than
you
have than that, the Pro Bowl.
You have all those women you can, you know, viewers, you can get those eyes. Pro Bowl, you're just going to get some teenagers and a few, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Pro Bowl's an absolute joke. I mean, all this stuff that they I see it in the morning when I'm getting coffee and Roger's cleaning the coffee things for the 400th time.
You know, it's kind of his thing.
The beach stuff or whatever they're doing, or the
dodgeball
or, you know, throwing at golf carts or whatever they're doing. Who cares? It's just not interesting to me. But
I agree.
Maybe I'm just grumpy.
But you've also seen it a million times. Like I said, I think for kids, listening to my son who's almost 11 and his friends, they like look forward to a Pro Bowl. They look forward to finding out who's going to be in the Pro Bowl. We're jaded. We've been doing this thing too long.
I guess that's part of it.
Yeah, my kids don't care. They're not even, you know, my daughters, I guess. My son is out. He doesn't give a crap.
My son wanted to know if Drew Brees was in it. I told him no.
No, but my daughters, my daughters were all about the Grammys.
Yeah. They were too.
They couldn't wait to watch.
They're parked and ready to watch.
They couldn't wait.
Because they love Migos.
Yeah, they love Cardi B.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I don't know if Migos is a person or a group. I don't know.
I think it's a person.
It's one person?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm
pretty confident. Can anybody give me confirmation on this?
I don't know. I have no idea who Migos
is. I'm pretty sure it's one person.
Sounds like one person.
Okay.
I believe it's one person from Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah.
But I will
and everybody
go to
from
Wiki.
Atlanta.
I always thought it was two guys.
Uh-oh. See? This is what I'm running into.
Okay, then
what is Migos?
It's a hip-hop trio.
Oh, trio.
Three
See?
Guys. Yeah. There you go. See? I would have bet 80% there was one guy. There you go. We're not plugged in, Cakes.
But apparently not.
Omarosa, who was most recently working
I'm definitely not plugged in on her.
Working in the White House. Of course, she made her name with The Apprentice.
What was she doing in the White House?
I don't know.
Annoying people?
Not much?
I don't know. I don't think anything that significant. But, you know, she left kind of a lot of attention to it a couple months ago. Right. Well, now she's apparently signed on to be in the next rendition of Celebrity Big Brother, which is just embarrassing. But she could make as much as $500,000. They say
pretty
her
good
base
gig. That's if you win it, right? I've never understood Big Brother. I don't understand it at all.
You just hang out and just trying to get out.
That's what it seems like.
It's just so stupid.
I've checked into
sitting,
it over
sitting in the house all day.
They have something called Head of Household, and they seem to have some competitions, but I don't know how
it
works.
It's not my thing. I don't watch that show. But the celebrities that sign on are each paid about $200,000. And, you know,
that's pretty strong.
And then if you last to the end, they say you bring home $500,000.
Who are the other celebs that are
so
signed
she's
up?
In, she's got,
so I she think, annoyed people to death for her career, and she still continues to get jobs.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
she does.
Yeah. Well, if you're polarizing, that's good.
Oh.
So she's up against...
How could anybody like her to be
Chuck
polarizing?
Chuck Liddell. Who okay. I mean, Chuck, I don't think he's unlikable.
Right.
Right?
Unless you're in a cage with him.
Yeah.
you don't like him very much.
I can't see Metal World Peace lasting very long.
Okay.
My choice to win might be Mark McGrath.
Ah, Mark McGrath is in the mix.
Your wife will be all over this one.
They've got a new viewer.
And and then, of course, one of those housewife chicks. I think, was she married to, like, God, who was she married? Was she married to, like, Darren Dalton or something? Brandy Glanville. Who
no,
was she married to?
She was married to the guy who ended up getting with a country star. Now I'm forgetting both of the names. She was married to whoever Leanne Rimes is married to.
Right.
Oh, Cibrian.
Right, but, yes.
No, but was it before Good that? Pull. Wasn't she married to a baseball player? I could be wrong.
Maybe.
Yeah,
not that I'm aware of. I feel like she
You're
was
100%
married,
right that she was married
like she
to
was
that
married
Eddie
to Cibrian.
Cibrian,
who then crept 100%. On her with
Hold
Leanne
on.
Rimes.
You're 100% right about that.
Sounds like it should be called Big Nubber.
Right? Yeah. Who possibly would be interested in that? She's 45 years old. Why do I feel like spouses? No, Eddie Cibrian's the only one. You're right. You nailed it.
So look for Darren Dalton now. See what happened with his ex-wife. Was she a housewife?
Probably not. Probably wrong. Let me see. We talked about
this.
Yeah,
she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
We talked about this before the show. It's not really entertainment related, but it is nutty. And I didn't even understand this until Cakes explained it to me. But a guy died in Mumbai after being sucked into his MRI chamber.
Jeez.
And he's 32 years old, and apparently did he have some oxygen tank or something that he was hooked up to?
He was lugging around like an oxygen canister, which last time I checked, made of metal.
And I just completely unaware of this. I'm just so clueless, and I've had several MRIs. Didn't know it was just a big, giant magnet.
Yeah, super high-powered magnet.
And it sucked him in.
No idea. Just completely oblivious to that.
I've never had an MRI, but my daughter has. They ask you a billion questions about, do you have any sort of metal in your body,
yeah,
in your head, around your eyes, You can't wear any jewelry in.
Do they make me take off my wedding ring? I can't remember that.
I would probably.
I would think so.
I don't think I did.
Although that's a
small. Well, it depends
small.
What body part if you have in. If they're doing your shoulder and your hands down there.
Look, I was sucked up. I'm assuming from walking in the room.
Here's the bottom line.
I know, but he had an oxygen
I can't
tank.
Believe you've never had an MRI.
No, because this body's so lived. This temple,
such
this temple.
A non-contact life.
This temple's Mozilla. It's hard to get an MRI when you're sitting at the 1-3 game. I mean, there's no real reason for it.
Right.
Didn't you just have an MRI?
No, I had X-ray.
Oh, okay.
The big takeaway.
I do want an MRI.
The X-ray,
no,
by the way, for your symptoms is going to show nothing.
I know. I don't even
What's
know why. I don't know. I don't know why they wanted it.
Takeaway number
followed
one.
Their lead.
Never get an MRI in New Delhi. Okay, never do that. Ever in a billion years. If they tell you you need an MRI in New Delhi, get on a plane and fly to the United States and get your MRI. Because apparently this isn't the only time this has happened. Two, speaking of X-rays, I hadn't gone to the dentist in about 2.5 years before yesterday.
Yeah.
Went yesterday, got a billion doses of X-rays. I felt like, is it David Banner or Bruce Banner? I always get it mixed up. The guy who turns into the Hulk when he gets all the gamma rays shot into him.
Bruce.
That's who I felt like yesterday. And sad to report.
Cavity.
Cavity. I have a cavity.
Oh, the cavity creeps
you,
through.
You're so good, though, you.
I'm usually. I'm,
is this your second one?
My second cavity of all time.
You're starting
and
to
I was,
leak.
I was despondent about it, and yeah, got to go back for a filling.
Why
in
did
two
you
weeks.
Have the X-ray? Just because it was your standard checkup? They wanted to do.
You hadn't been in 2.5 years.
Yeah, they always wanted.
Yeah, they wanted to do the X-rays.
Since
right.
June of 2015, like a donk. Yeah. I don't know what I was doing.
By the way, those pieces they put in your mouth, man, that's uncomfortable.
But uncomfortable.
You feel like you're going to choke.
And when you haven't had the X-rays done for 2.5 years, they do extra. They do more.
More.
Pretty fun afternoon at the dentist.
I'm sure it wasn't.
So I don't know what this means other than he just has too much money, but I don't know if he's running out of money or if he just realized this is insane. But Arnold Schwarzenegger has sold his Bugatti for $2.5 million, Cakes. You know, that's a type of car.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what he paid for it, but he should run it on Street Outlaws because it goes 0 to 60 in 2.5
sure
seconds.
Money. You paid.
It only has 1,000 miles on it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I saw his son, I guess, is becoming, I don't know if it's a successful actor, but he's starring in a movie that's coming out.
Is that right?
It's kind of a teenage type movie where it's him. What are the names of those movies? Not, you know, those movies that come out that are kind of romantic comedies, but for teenagers.
Sure. Like that's a coming of age type
of
movie.
Yes, that's the type of movie it is.
Yeah, I won't ever see it.
By the way, the Bugatti goes 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds.
That's what I said.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. 2.3 seconds?
Kim Kardashian is nuts.
This is what is a rock.
She tweeted a nude photo yesterday, although she kind of had her nipple blurred out. Listen, I love me some nudity as much as anybody. I really do, Cakes. Maybe more than most. But come on, man. Isn't it embarrassing?
Well, she's got everybody.
What is she doing?
She's got everybody mad at her because she's got people mad at her who said that's not appropriate of a mom to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, you're a mom.
Then she's wearing the what she called the
fur coat.
The Bo Derek braids.
Yeah.
And now everyone's accusing her of cultural appropriation. So those photos that she put out pissed everybody off. Or, you know.
Well, she's got a fur coat. I mean, she's allowed to wear braids. Give me a get out of here.
I'm just saying.
People that give her a hard time about that. It's just that, come on. You already have all the fame. You've already got all the money in the world. It's just embarrassing. When you got to put out new photos.
And see it. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. Whoa, you're lucky you didn't spill there.
Yeah.
Pictures are kind of a show.
I mean,
whatever.
I saw pictures of her on the beach. Google the pictures of her on the beach about a week
that's
ago.
Not that's as flattering.
True. Oh, my God. Her.
Because that's a very flattering photo.
Boat,
maybe they're looking at that big buddy.
The width of an Amtrak.
Did you say, how old is she?
35. I have no idea. Oh. I mean, whatever. It's just embarrassing. What is she doing? I mean, send that to Kanye. I don't know. When you put that on your Instagram, isn't it just embarrassing? What has she got, 100 million followers? What does she want more?
Don't know. Well, she's keeping the brand alive, I guess.
Is that,
didn't she say she wanted to get off social media like a month or two ago? Didn't you say that was the story?
That's her lifeline. She's getting off social media.
I don't remember that. But for some reason, that angers me. I don't know why.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. I do want to let everybody know that you need to Check out the St. James. It's coming. Listen up, all you sports fanatics and athletes. It's coming. It's going to be a total game changer. The St. James opening in September. The place is so impressive. Might as well be used for the next Olympics. It's a brand new complex which boasts a field house, ice rinks, an Olympic-sized pool, and courts galore. You can join Learn to Play and developmental programs, competitive teams, or leagues, or even find top-notch coaching and training in 30-plus sports at the St. James. They're climbing walls, bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, even an indoor water park. It's amazing. Plus, a premium health club, Medi Spa, Spike Medicine Restaurant, and a health and sports medicine center. They have it all at the St. James, all under one roof. The St. James is coming. It's coming in September. Already signed up as a founding member, and you should too. Visit thestjames.co for more details and find out how to join today. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, will join us at 8. Don't want to miss that. Plus Jay Beagle for the morning skate at 8:40. Caps not playing tonight. They return to action, I believe, tomorrow against the Flyers.
Host the Flyers here at Capital One Arena.
Yes, I saw a little piece in the Washington Post that said Mike Green's name was being floated about as a guy returning to the Caps.
I saw his name as a possibility.
Wow.
As a trade deadline rental, possibly.
Well, they always love bringing in the scoring defenseman.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Last year it was Shaddy.
What kind of years
he
having?
Mike Green.
He was in the All-Star game.
Was he?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know his numbers off the top of my head, but he must
well,
be doing
well.
Well,
if he was in the All-Star game, he's having a good year.
Yeah. Good for him.
Time now for the Junkies Blitz. Go around the NFL every morning at this time. Presented by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit helppurpleheart.com. Bill Belichick, of course, you had
opening
media
night.
Media day, super night, whatever the hell they call it now.
Opening night.
Yesterday,
yeah.
Where everybody had to answer questions, and Bill Belichick was...
The players really like it.
Yeah, they're big fans.
Bill Belichick was asked about his opposing coach, Doug Peterson, and he was asked about the challenge of facing him, and he said, very aggressive, well-balanced team, uses a lot of personnel, all the receivers, all the tight ends, all the backs. He's done a great job, and it's good offense, and they've got good players. They're well-coached, and he does a great job calling plays. We have some interesting audio, and I want to play a quiz with you relating to Bill Belichick. So Bill Belichick's a curmudgeon. He's always going to say things like that, which really signify nothing. And so Tom Brady was asked, how do you make Bill Belichick smile or happy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he said there were four things.
All right.
Beat the Jags. It's the four things that make him happy to talk about.
I see in the background.
Make him smile.
Like on the NFL Network, they were just showing him. He was laughing when, I don't know, it was Michael Irvin was talking to him. There's some pictures of him laughing yesterday.
I'm going to guess one of them. I haven't seen a lot of specials on Belichick, but one of the ones that I did see, he was on a boat. He was like fishing. I'm going to say if he talks about fishing or being out on the water.
That'll make him laugh?
It just makes him think about, you know, like, more casual times.
I know he loves lacrosse, football. But I don't know what will make him laugh.
Boom, lacrosse is one.
Ooh, yeah. Look at that.
Lacrosse is one.
It said smile.
Say again?
It is smile, not laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
So what would make him smile?
Yeah, yeah. He loves lacrosse. I mean, that's just a known thing. Yeah.
But being on a boat, clearly
so talking
not
about fishing.
Boat's not on there. Unless, I mean, it would be a stretch.
Vacation.
Navy.
Navy is number two.
Because his dad served in the Navy during World War II.
I think that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Joined the coaching staff. You were talking about going out on a boat.
He's talking about fishing. Like,
guys, you know what? It was a good guess.
Guys in the Navy aren't out on boats?
It was a good guess.
You know, he's talking about living in Annapolis.
Navy football.
All right, there's a little connection there. I should get partial credit.
I'll give you one.
One is a band and one is a former player.
Oh, it was a huge, huge
band.
What band is Bill Belichick into?
Like the
he's got apparently his close friends with the band's lead singer.
Oh.
And it's a lock you've been to their concert
Eddie
several
Vedder.
Times.
Eddie Vedder?
Pearl Jam?
No.
Pearl Jam?
No, he's definitely older than that.
Aerosmith.
It's a lock I've
Bon
been
Jovi.
To one of their concerts?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, he's a Bon Jovi mark. That's right.
So Bon Jovi makes him smile.
Yes. And then just talking about what former player.
What former player?
Former player. Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
LT. Here's Tom Brady
Look at that.
Talking about
full credit. I get a full and partial credit.
Man. I have no idea.
Or even smile. Is it possible to get him to smile?
Just say Navy, lacrosse, Lawrence Taylor,
Bon Jovi.
Those four.
Okay. Well, someone.
That was an
threw
add
that
on.
Out there. Yeah.
It was an
they
add
were,
on.
They were kind of helping. He wasn't.
I mean, who
say
doesn't
it?
Like Living on a Prayer? Who doesn't like Bon Jovi's catalog? Are you kidding me? Want the Dead or Alive? You just smash it after smash hit.
Have a nice day. Underrated.
That's pretty good. Quarterback news. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has taken a significant step in his recovery, according to reports, as he tries to work his way back for the 2018 season. Sources say that Luck has headed out to L.A. to work with noted throwing mechanics and strength gurus Tom House and Adam Dudeau. The duo works with other high-profile signal callers, including Tom Brady. So Luck is nearing a return to throwing.
So he didn't play at all this past year.
Nope.
He did play the year before, but he played half of the year in 15, right? So he played seven games in 15, pretty much all of 16 and none in 17.
Yeah, I mean, he had his surgery last January for the torn labrum.
He's missed a lot of games last year.
So he's the Jordan Reed of quarterbacks.
He was originally slated to be back for 2017. Didn't happen. He was throwing then as part of his rehab. Then they shut him down on November 2nd.
Man, he had 40 touchdowns in 2014.
He's going to be stepping back to potentially a good offensive situation, though. If he returns healthy and they draft Saquon Barkley and he still has T.Y. Hilton, he's got some weapons there.
And Jack Doyle,
yeah, but
a tight end.
Have they addressed the offensive line issue?
That's a big issue.
That's why
what
he's
was
pummeled.
The original surgery? Was it for a torn labrum? Is that what it was?
For the torn labrum in January.
That was the original surgery that sidelined him all year?
Yeah.
Think so. Yeah,
I mean, you need the surgery. If he had a significant tear. But this is why you don't jump into surgeries, because you just don't know how your body's going to respond to it.
Yeah.
They say the pain has gone down significantly.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Do you gamble on him in fantasy leagues in 2018? It's tough.
Not early.
See how he
not
progresses.
Early. Yeah,
not early.
But yeah, I think, you know, if he's available in the.
Because a lot of people drafted him this past year.
What if he's available 11th, 12th round?
Oh, definitely.
I guess you take a flyer on him.
Take him.
See what
definitely.
Blake Bortles underwent surgery on his wrist not long after the Jaguars were eliminated from the playoffs.
This is like the Tyrod Taylor move, right? Where you do it right before your contract is guaranteed or whatever. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Because they can't cut you with an injury.
Yep.
You have surgery.
I think his deal becomes fully guaranteed if he doesn't pass the physical, like in early March.
Yeah. Yeah. So he performed pretty well with a bum wrist. But apparently he was listed on the injury report for every game this year.
Right.
Maybe he'll be better.
He's had the injury since 16.
Yeah, maybe he'll be better next year.
Are the expectations that he's going to be the starting quarterback next season?
I think so.
I guess.
Yeah, as of now.
Why, you think they're going to be big Kirk Cousins players?
I thought that they would be.
I think the way he performed in the postseason.
I thought that they'd be an Eli Manning player, but I guess the Giants are going to hold on to Eli.
Yeah, I think they showed that they can win, get to the postseason, and they just got to, you know, play better.
They had a better quarterback in that championship game. I mean, he had a good first half, but in the second half, they win the game.
They win the game, yeah.
They also didn't manage the game well, and that
part
was broken down.
Part of it is because they didn't trust him.
They were afraid.
You have 55 seconds, two timeouts, and you don't let the guy
you kneel on the ball,
throw the ball at the end of the first half.
What a wimpy move.
And then look at all of the Fournette runs when they had the lead on first down.
Mm-hmm.
10 out of 13 plays, they went to Fournette. They didn't trust him.
Dean Pease, who was the defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, and retired, has come out of retirement. He will join the Titans as their defensive coordinator.
How long was he retired? For like 5 minutes?
Month. Yeah.
That was a quick one.
Most people, they get bored.
Valdez loves Dean Pease.
He's happy to see him go.
What have the Ravens done at
Bambi's
DC?
Been coaching
have they
forever.
Hired a new DC?
Yeah, Martindale, I believe is his last name.
Wink.
Well, that's his nickname, Wink.
That was my guy back in the day.
I think he was. Loved I think him. He was a positions coach.
How funny if Wink Martindale was a D coordinator.
I spent so many evenings watching Tic Tac Toe.
Is he still alive? Is Wink Martindale still alive?
I don't know.
I think he is.
He's got to be up there though.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Huh?
Yeah, I think you're right.
And finally, on the Junkies Blitz.
84 years old.
Trey Griffey has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He looks hard.
Griffey. He's going to have his third shot in the NFL. He had been with the Indianapolis Colts.
Good for him, man.
Then he got a shot with the Miami Dolphins, but he failed to catch on with either team. Of course, he played at the University of Arizona, had 6 touchdowns in his college career, but facing an uphill battle to stay in the NFL.
This is apropos of nothing, but Justin Forsett, the former Raven running back, right? He was on Shark Tank this weekend.
What's he pitching? What's he hyping up?
He and a couple Cal buddies, they were pitching this body wipe for athletes or people that travel. So he said a lot of guys, a lot of professional athletes will like practice or whatever, and then they don't shower. They'll just put their gear on and go home.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so he came up with this wipe to wipe you down, and he makes it for 14 seconds, 14 cents. They sell it for a dollar.
Some good margin right there.
Yeah, but they had their numbers all screwed up, and nobody ended up investing. They were a little early, but the guys were intrigued. But they didn't have their numbers right.
So
right.
A lot of guys after practice, this is practice, not after games, but after practice, they just throw their sweats on and go home.
I guess. And so they came up with a sweat.
That makes sense. I mean, most of the players probably live 5 minutes from the facility.
And he says it gets rid of all the funk and you're silly. And he actually said it was good for campers. I thought that was a good idea. For people like on long distance flights, that's another good idea. So airlines could pass them out.
How's that any different than antibacterial wipes that everyone has?
Probably, not really. Except this is for your full body.
Yeah. You scrub the old...
the Bozak.
You put it down there.
Yeah, why not?
I never thought to put it in my...
Well, that's probably what you're talking about.
Certainly not
full body.
A flight. Maybe
boy,
if you go to the bathroom.
He was using it on his neck and arms and all
right,
that.
Right.
All right, coming up next, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, still 5 games
Scotty
above
B.
500, face OKC tonight without John Wall. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.